Hello there, and welcome to La Trobe University podcast. I'm your host, Matt Smith, and my guest today is Dr. Lola Akin Ojolabi, a senior lecturer at the La Trobe Law School. She'll be discussing business law with me today, and if you're interested in this, you might also want to track down the Introduction to Business Law, which is a course she'll be teaching at La Trobe University on iTunes U.
Business law is law about business, simply. And it's about the rules, the regulations, the obligations, and the rights of business people. So if A and B decide to start a business, there are rules, there are obligations, there are rights that they have under the law. And when we talk about the law, we're talking about statutory provisions, which is legislation, as well as common law. So it's about the rights, obligations, and duties of persons who have decided to enter into a business relationship. It's also about the relationship between business owners or persons carrying on business and their clients or customers, because we have a consumer protection aspect of legislation as well. So business law is about all those things, simply the rights, duties, obligations of persons who are in a business relationship.
How does it differ from other forms of law then?
There are several areas of law, so we could talk about generally public law and private law. Business law would fall under the private law area of law, and it also differs from, of course, criminal law and, say, the law of negligence, which is another area of torts law. So there are different areas of law, and business law is about the law that regulates businesses.
Is it simply set up uniquely? Do they have a lot in common with each other? Can somebody who practices primarily in business law have a lot to do with other forms of law?
Yes, that's possible. So, for example, when we're talking about business law and things that, say, persons who want to start a business should have regard to or consider in starting their business or establishing their business, they need to cut across different areas of law. In starting a business, you also have to think about insurance law, for example, which is a separate field of law, but there are aspects of it that are relevant, of course, to businesses. They also need to think about tort law, the law of negligence, because, for example, if you operate a restaurant, you need to be careful. There are risks involved in carrying on business, and so insurance, property law, where do I have my office? Is it going to be a lease? Am I going to buy the property? There are intellectual property issues like copyrights, patents. So business law cuts across various areas of law.
It sounds like it might get very complicated quite quickly. Is this a help or a hindrance to somebody who wants to start a business?
Well, some people say, well, it hinders business because if you're, say, for example, work-related issues, I want to hire casuals because it means better profit for me and things like that. People can begin to think that it's a hindrance, but not necessarily. I think that business law, once you understand why, the purpose of the principles and the rules, then you begin to see how you can use those principles to your advantage as a business person. So, for example, you want to establish a business. You know that there are relevant insurance provisions. You need to comply to protect yourself and to protect your customers.
And if something goes wrong, that's going to be a benefit of you.
Exactly.
So at that point, business law is a good thing.
It's a good thing. And also from contractual principles and point of view, you want to say, for example, you're a small business owner. You receive supplies from other businesses. There are contractual principles that are applied, and you can use those principles to protect yourself as a business person. So it depends on where you're looking, what angle you're coming from.
How much can laws in business be interpreted? Is there more than one interpretation of a law?
There are statutory provisions, which are legislative provisions, statutes, acts of parliament, and there are common law case law as well. So this is law developed through the courts. There are rules of statutory interpretation. I don't want to make it too complex. So that if it's a legislative provision, for example, we have the Australian Consumer Law, there are provisions that prohibit misleading or deceptive conduct. If a matter comes before the court and the subject matter is the particular section or provision of the ACL in relation to misleading or deceptive conduct, the court would have to interpret that particular provision in order to arrive at a conclusion. There are rules of statutory interpretation that the court would need to apply. Generally speaking, I mean, the court would want to interpret statute based on the purpose of the statute. So the court would ask the question, what's the purpose of this statute? And does this interpretation either defeat the purpose or does it enhance the purpose of the statute? So there are three different approaches. We have the literal rule, we have the purposive rule, and we have the rule that just takes care of ambiguities in interpretation. So if the wording of the legislation is ambiguous or it would arrive at an absurd conclusion, then the court has to interpret in a manner that would enhance the particular provision.
How do you think business law works in Australia compared to other countries?
Australia is a common law country. Common law countries are generally countries that have some form of connection to the United Kingdom. Common law also refers to law that developed at that time in England, which the expansion of the United Kingdom were taking to other countries. So, for example, Australia and some African countries, Canada and the United States. We see common law in that regard. And common law also refers to law that is made by the courts through the judges. And so there are different ways of looking at it, but generally speaking, common law applies in countries that adopted the laws of the United Kingdom.
Okay, so business law is going to have a lot in common with a lot of countries.
Exactly.
Is there other systems of business law out there that you know of that you think work quite well?
Well, like I said, there are common law countries. There are also countries that are referred to as civil law countries. Most of the time, the differences are in the way the courts operate. So rather than going through the adversarial process where the lawyers go to court and they argue the case and the judge has to look at the evidence and arrive at a conclusion, most of the time in civil law countries, the judge is more involved in the case and it's perhaps an inquiry rather than an adversarial process, so it's inquisitorial.
Say I wanted to start a business, how much law would I need to be familiar with?
Like I said, business law cuts across different areas of law. But if you want to start a business, the first thing is to think about what business do I want to carry on? What's my business? And then to think about the risks that are involved in carrying on the business. To think about whether you have sufficient capital to start the business or would you want to borrow money from a bank? Do you want to manage the business yourself? And so on. So there are different areas. And once you start thinking of those things, you're thinking about, for example, if you want to start a company, you're thinking about law that relates to company, which is corporations law. If you're thinking about the risks, you're thinking about insurance law. If you're thinking about, of course, you would have dealings with people, suppliers, customers, you're thinking about contract law. If you're thinking about duty of care and breach of the duty of care, you're thinking about tort law. If you're thinking about whatever could happen in the business, there are issues, for example, if it's a restaurant, you're thinking of the Food Act and things like that. And that could be in breach of any health provision. And of course, if you're going to start a business, you need a property, you need a place. So you're thinking about property law. And if you're going to be having patents, you need to think about intellectual property law. So that's about seven areas of law that I've talked about already.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes it's really very complex and the advice is anyone who wants to start a business should consult a lawyer.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't sound like something that anybody should try to wade into by themselves, especially if they're intending to build a big business.
Exactly. Well, again, we talk about the choice of the structure of the business. So you can either start as a sole trader or you can have a more complex structure, which is a public company listed on the stock exchange. And there are different rules that apply to that.
You'd have your own lawyer by then.
You would, definitely. Yeah, so it's a bit complex. It's a different set of considerations if you want to, for example, start a milk bar in your home as compared with, well, it's a mining business.
That was Dr. Lola Akin Ojelabi. And don't forget, she's teaching the Introduction to Business Law a course on La Trobe University on iTunes U in semester 1 of 2013. That's all the time we have today for the La Trobe University podcast. If you'd like to send any questions, comments or feedback about this podcast or any other, then send us an email at podcast@latrobe.edu.au.